Here's your Saturday afternoon KLAM News. Holiday travelers returning home may encounter a winter snowstorm, but according to Carrie Hankel, a meteorologist with the National Weather Services of Sioux Falls, Lamar's should miss the brunt of that storm.
It looks like we are expecting a pretty major snowstorm to impact the region tonight into tomorrow and as late as Monday morning. And this storm is actually expected to mainly impact portions of Nebraska and southern Iowa, and then moving into the Chicago and Milwaukee area.
Hankel says that the snowstorm should be mostly confined to an area in southern Iowa.
It would be mainly south of Highway 20. We're really looking at the major impacts to pass near the Des Moines area and into the Quad Cities area would be the major area of impact with the storm.
She says that the storm could produce up to 4 to 8 inches of snow in some regions, but as for Lamar's, the snowfall should be relatively light.
We're actually not expecting very much. It's going to be passing just south of the area, so we're looking at right now less than an inch of snow total.
The weather meteorologist says that in addition to the heavy snowfall predicted for southern Iowa, motorists may also encounter strong winds that will create near whiteout blizzard conditions.
We are looking at winds to increase through the day, especially on Sunday in far southern Iowa, and it looks like we could see gusts as high as about 40 miles an hour or so, which will really decrease the visibility very quickly while the snow is falling. So you could see some brief conditions with visibility under a mile, even maybe even localized areas with near whiteout conditions.
Hankel offers a timetable as to when we can expect to see that winter conditions come into our area.
The start of the storm for the Lamar's area would likely be late this evening into the early morning hours, and it would be some light snow just passing through. It would exit pretty quick from the Lamar's area. Probably by about around mid-morning on Sunday, the snow should already be exiting.
A National Weather Service official reminds motorists to be prepared for this and future winter storms by having your vehicle properly equipped with a safety kit and a shovel. She advises to slow down and allow plenty of time for your destination. It's smart policy for Iowans to keep their smartphones locked with a password or a fingerprint. That according to consumer protection advocate Michelle Reinen. She says having an unlocked phone is one step from having your identity stolen. Even if unlocking the phone takes a few extra seconds, Reinen says it's worthwhile to secure it.
While it can be an inconvenience, it's really hard to argue that inconvenience against the valuable data that those devices hold.
Smartphones, for many of us, provide access to a large portion of our lives, from banking information to our personal communications and our social interactions.
You want to make sure that people can't get in to the device and get all your contacts and email messages, and if you have a password app, those types of things that can sit on those devices.
If you have a work-issued business phone, safeguarding it can be crucial to keeping company data secure.
That's certainly a larger consideration beyond the identity theft and the cyber scams that are out there, and worth consideration as well.
If your phone has the fingerprint technology for locking, use it. If you prefer a passcode, be sure to use a number that's not easily guessed, like a birth date, and never use 4 zeros. The annual financial review of IPERS, the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, was completed last week. IPERS CEO Donna Mueller says that the report shows that the pension system had $32.3 billion in assets as of June 30th.
That's after paying $2.1 billion in benefits for the past fiscal year. Of that amount, $1.8 billion was paid to Iowans. We currently have, I believe it's over 110,000 retirees.
In total, about 360,000 public employees who are retired or are still working are IPERS members.
Misnomer, everyone thinks that it's only state employees. No, state employees only makes up 14% of the membership. Education continues to be over 50%.
The other public employees invested in IPERS are city and county employees. IPERS was established in 1953 to provide pension payments to public employees in Iowa. Investments account for about 70% of the benefits paid out, according to Mueller. Actuaries calculate the net investment returned in the past fiscal year was nearly 8%. There's more information about the Nebraska man charged with arson in the death of a Yankton, South Dakota woman whose body was found in her car on a Santee Sioux reservation in Nebraska. 47-year-old Joseph James of Norfolk is accused in federal court with allegedly setting fire to a vehicle owned by 59-year-old Phyllis Hunoff on November 5th on the reservation. Hunoff was last seen leaving her mother's house in South Dakota on November 4th. Her body was found in the burnt car 3 days later. Court documents say that James was seen on surveillance video two separate times at Ohio Casino gas station early on November 5th, getting gas while driving Hunoff's vehicle. A second time, he puts gas in a soda bottle and has blood on his T-shirt. He later left the bloody shirt at home on the reservation he stopped at to ask for directions. That shirt was recovered by authorities who say that DNA testing shows it was a match for Hunoff's DNA. James has requested a public defender. He is due back in court for a preliminary hearing and detention hearing on December 5th. That's a look at your news for this Saturday.